Tim Evans was a prisoner, fast in his prison cell. And those who read about his crimes, they damned his soul to hell, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down. For the murder of his own dear wife and the killing of his own child, the jury found him guilty, and the hanging judge, he smiled, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." Tim Evans pleaded innocent, and he swore by him on high that he never killed his own dear wife nor caused his child to die, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." The governor came to see him, and the chaplain by his side said, "Your appeal has been turned down, prepare yourself to die," saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." So they moved him out of C Block to his final flowery dell, and day and night two screws were there, and they never left his cell, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." Sometimes they played draughts with him, and solo and pontoon, to stop him brooding on the rope that was to be his doom, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." They brought his grub in on a tray, there was eggs and meat and ham, and all the snout that he could smoke was there at his command, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." Tim Evans walked in the prison yard, and the screws they walked behind, and he saw the sky above the wall, but he knew no peace of mind, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." They came for him at 8 o'clock, and the chaplain read a prayer, and then they marched him to that place where the hangman did prepare, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." They fixed the rope around his neck and a washer behind his ear, and the prison bell was tolling, but Tim Evans did not hear, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." 1,000 legs were cursing and a banging on the doors. Tim Evans did not hear him, he was deaf forevermore, saying, "Go down, you murderer, go down." It was Christie was the murderer, and everybody knew. They sent Tim Evans to the drop for a crime he didn't do, saying, "Go down, you murderers, go down."